Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know it's March the 24th, 2017. As we continue our growth series for the March Madness on marketing campaigns that we've been putting together for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, we're going to be doing something that's going to be unique and different this year, 2017, since this is the year of growth, the year of gathering your resources together as a small business and making sure that you have every tool that you need at your disposal to build and grow your network in the area where you do business. Well, we're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited about all that we're going to be talking about today. And also, all of my radio listeners who have been listening to me for the past 5 years now, since we've been on doing this for 5 years, it has really been super excited just to see and hear the responses from our small business community in reference to building their network and having them as special guests on our radio show here to also talk about their business, to give them the exposure and to give them the voice to talk about their business around the general public. Also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of the topics that we've been talking about throughout the social media network, we're basically going to continue this on throughout the rest of this year, 2017, as we talk about the growth series for the rest of this year. Your goal as a business owner is to make sure that you're on a growth mode. Is your company on a growth mode? Are you doing what is necessary to grow? If not, then here's what you want to do. You want to listen to this show. Every Friday, we're going to be talking about these things on the show. I'll be traveling to New York come next week. So Friday's edition of GTE Professional Network will be out of Manhattan, New York. So we're going to be talking out of that context up there in reference to businesses, small businesses up north, in the Midwest, how we're continuing to collaborate together and build a solid network no matter where you are. So today's topic is going to be how to launch a successful business in 7 steps. We will only use the number 7 for a lot of that as the number of completion, but not only that, 7 steps will take you to build your brand, build your business, get the customer base that you're looking for, and have a repeat business. But it's all about great customer service experience. Given the great experience is what you want to do in and out, in season, out of season, 24/7, around the clock. Promotions. We talked about the 5 P's of marketing on the last show. How we continue on with that is all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. The key goal, though, ladies and gentlemen, is how are we promoting the company? How are we promoting the business? Are we doing it properly? And also, are you building your funnel and are you building your brand on a level where you want to be? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. Great. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you as far as how are you doing that, and also to share amongst your peers and other small businesses how to jump out and get started. This is what it's all about. We want to get rid of the fear of failure, the fear of getting started. That's false evidence appearing real, but we don't want to go that route. We want to go into the successful route. You got to be brave and bold today, and more so, you got to grab it by the horn. You want to make sure you're doing everything possible to grow your network no matter where you are. So if you're starting a brand new business, it can be tough to find the right starting point. Every company comes to me and asks me, Ed, what can I do? What do I need to do to get started? I have a business idea concept. Well, I'm going to show you a to-do list. It's going to be a long one, but you're going to basically continue to learn as you earn in your business. Here at Global Touch Enterprise, or GTE Professional Network Radio, we're proud to have helped more than thousands of people create a website and manage their online presence. many of whom are small business owners who bravely went out on their own. Now, what you want to know how to launch your business today, you want to kick things off with these 7 crucial steps, and you'll be up and running in no time, and I believe that. And so what you want to do, you have to believe in yourself, utilize your gifts and talents, the product or service that you're providing, and also you want to do what is called step number 1, research the market. To set yourself up for success in the new endeavor, take the time to do a bit of research before you embark on your journey. You want to get a good sense of the market you're diving into and try to understand who are the big players in the field. Basically, what competition you have and who your customers might be. As you research, think about how you can find a unique angle or niche. What is missing from existing businesses in your market? How can you set yourself apart, offer added value, or provide a little something different, ladies and gentlemen, to certain segments of your customers? This special ingredient is often the secret to success if you follow it, but you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to build the brand successfully. That's step number 1. Step 2, build a roadmap. Once you've done the research, you should have a clear sense of what your business will be looking like and who will be the targeting group. The next step, planning your time. Time is very valuable, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you are opening a store or need to find a retail space, or you're developing a new product that needs to be created and tested, you should list all of your to-dos in order to launch. Write everything down and mark your deadlines on a calendar. This will be your roadmap. You want to make sure you do this and consistently do what's important. Utilizing, and I keep saying this over and over, ladies and gentlemen, utilizing the win formula, what's important now. So you want to make sure you do this. This is going to help you. This is going to give you some sense of urgency as well to get the job done and get it started and get it up and running. Number 3, step number 3. Create a budget and a business plan. We always say this all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Once your roadmap is completed, you're ready to set a budget. Do enough research to be accurate in your financial estimates, but give yourself a little bit of cushion where you can. It can be tough to stick to very tight budgets. It's always better to have more money than you plan. Want to know the secret to launching your business on a budget? Get the full scoop, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you know the ins and outs of the industry that you're going to get into and your target market, who's going to be your customers that you're going to be selling or offering your services to. Taking together your roadmap and your budget from your basic business plan, if you're launching a business that needs investors, this information will be invaluable when it's time to pitch them your idea. If you're on your own, your calendar and budget will help you keep focus on your schedule. And it's all about keeping a series of schedules, ladies and gentlemen, making sure that you meet each one so that way you can continue to build your brand successfully. Step number 4, design a brand new website. This is my specialty or expertise, is because as a web designer and marketing guru here on GT Professional Radio, we train and teach others how to have a creative and interactive website today. It's all about an interactive website. Whether it's going to be an e-commerce site where people purchase things off your website and you ship them directly to them, or you have an information website where it's basically sharing information or giving information about a particular product or service, or it's a landing page website where you want to test a particular product or service that you're providing in the marketplace in your area. It's just a one-pager where you want to test a particular specific product that you want to see how well it does. So you have a very series of different types of websites that I just described to you that's going to be beneficial for your growth. You got to select which one is going to be better for you at the time. If you are in, since we have different stages in the business, and if you're in the formulation stage, that's the first start of it, ladies and gentlemen. Being in the formulation stage, you're going to need to test a lot of things. There's going to be a lot of things you're not going to know all right up front until you go out and do it. So that's one of the things you want to make sure you do. So no business is legit if you don't have a website to prove it, and an online presence is a great way to share your idea with potential customers, partners, investors, and even your family and friends. Creating a website can be a great way to fine-tune your idea and make sure your thoughts about what's important and that your content, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about content, that your content is on point with what it is, what message you're trying to bring that represents your company, the brand, and the product that you serve, and also the quality service that you're going to be providing in the marketplace. You have to stand on that strong, solid foundation in order to be successful today. And here's the number fifth tip, ladies and gentlemen. You want to spread the word. Word-of-mouth advertising, I still say that's the best marketing tool that you can still use today without having to go through a whole lot of expenditures trying to pay out for radio, TV, and all these other different things in advertising. In your community, ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you partnered with any of the churches, local nonprofit organizations in your area, you also have your Chamber of Commerce. You also have a lot of different, a plethora of things. You got the websites. You have your social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so forth. So you have a plethora of places to promote. It's all about promoting your company, your brand, and the product that you're providing. So spread the word. Ready to open the doors, whether you have a physical storefront or online business or both, you want to announce your launch officially to the masses. Cut the proverbial red tape by sharing your new business, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, write a fun brief blog post explaining your ventures and tell your story. Again, great business owners are great storytellers. Did you notice that? And if you haven't, pay attention to what they talk about, their message, the madness behind the message. And in marketing madness that we talk about in marketing, it's great to see the stories behind these great leaders that we have today in business. And these multimillionaires, billionaires that we have today all say they have a story. They all have some great tips that they can basically put out there and let others know exactly what it is they do. So you want to tell as many people as possible about your business, and that means going offline as well, not just online, but offline. Remember, you fine-tune that elevated pitch and piss on everyone who will listen. Even if someone isn't a potential customer, they may be just the right person to link you to a future client, a business partner, or someone important in your industry. Take advantage of every communication tool to help you get the word out. And I do mean every communication tool. So you want to make sure you do that consistently, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be an ongoing basis, your mission and your campaign that you want to run each and every week. The great business owners or great business people are great on campaigns. Look at the presidential race, campaigns. We talk about campaigning. Well, we want to run great campaigns. Whatever campaign you run in your business, make sure it's the one that speaks out the loudest, that also gets the attention of your potential target market and customers, so that way they can go to your site or your location where you are and try you out. The more you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you get and the more success you'll have. Number six, analyze and assess your results. This is one of the most critical pieces of the seven steps to success of building a business, is that you do have to analyze and assess your results. What results are you looking to have each week, every month in your business? So once you've been up and running for a month or two, carve out the time to take a step back and assess your performance. I always suggest to small business owners when I'm creating websites for them, you want to run your business every 90 days. You want to analyze your business every 90 days. That's 3 months out. That gives you an opportunity to see what's happened in your business as far as growth. You notice we go by every quarter. This is the first quarter of the year, March 2017. Now, we're going to be heading into the second quarter of the year, And, of course, we talk about the beginning. You know your end from your beginning. And whatever you start off with, this is what you're going to end up with. How you start a thing is also how you end a thing. So you want to make sure you do that consistently, ladies and gentlemen. But doing so can make all the difference in your business if you do it properly. You can use Google Analytics. That's another tip. You can understand the behavior of your site's visitors, discovers their performance. As a designer, what we do is we also have a tracker or a ticker that lets you know how many visitors you've had. And some of them will count for you and then give you an analyst as to where they're coming from and no matter what part of the country they live in. So that lets you know what is the most popular area. Well, you can also analyze that, and this can be your pitch or niche to basically start in that particular area where you get the most hits. And that way you can start targeting the people in that area. And this is the coolest thing about business. There is no cap or no ceiling there where you have to stop at one point. And if you want to build a successful business today, you have to make sure you understand the areas locally, nationally, and then internationally. Those are the three set systems that you want to start marketing or building your brand into. And once you go international, that's all she wrote. That's a big theory, and you're up and running successfully. So analyze and assess your results. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, engage and improve. Just as the internet can be a great tool for spreading the word, it can also be invaluable for engaging with your customers. Today, more than ever before, you can find out what your customers like and dislike about your business. Interact with them in person, on social media, over email, in a forum on your website. Then use their feedback to improve what you do. And once you continue to do that, guess what? Successes. So these are the great tips that I just wanted to share with you today on this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And we talk about how to launch a successful business in 7 simple steps, but they're not simple. If you have a team, I always add this to a point in a footnote. You want to build your team around your business, like-minded people, like such as yourself, on your level and above, to basically help you build your brand. Look for leaders. Look for other entrepreneurs. Other people with a great mindset that's all about growth. That's the key factor, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to add on a regular, consistent level, growth. If you continue to look for that and seek that out, you'll be able to have a successful business in no time flat. So let's talk about it. The review, research the market. That was step number one. You always want to make sure you do that first. Step number two, you want to build a roadmap. You always want to make sure you want to know where you're going. As a navigator, you want to make sure you navigate to the destination of where you're going. Nobody takes a trip anywhere without their destination, without having a roadmap, so they can know exactly how long is it going to take me to get to this point, whether it's a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years. However long. You decide that factor once you create that. Create a budget and a business plan. That's always your first step when you're starting out as a new entrepreneur, business owner. You want to have your budget and your business plan put together. And if you don't know how to do that, believe me, there are people out there who can help you. And now, when it comes to websites and web designs, you can come see us at Global Touch Enterprise. You can check us out on our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. That is where we go, and you can go to, and also submit a request. And also, it's interactive, too. You can see the interactive where you can submit information in reference to your request to me on my website, and basically I will be able to respond and get the information to you as soon as possible. The next step, design a brand new website. So designing a brand new website is also critical to your business. You're going to need a website today in order to survive today. Think about it, web design and websites are all over the place. And every new business has to have that starting out. Whether you are a brick-and-mortar location or you want to do both, it's better to cover all your bases now. It's not just a one marketing way. You have multiple highways and streets that you have to roll on to get to the level that you want to get to today. So it's vast today. So you have to have a website. Spread the word regularly, daily, every chance you get to as many people as you can, to as many possible people as you can. And again, to do the masters, you have to be on the social media site in order to do that as well. Analyze and assess your results. You want to make sure you do that, whether it's quarterly, every 2 months, or every month. At the end of each month, you can always analyze and assess your results. And last but not least, engage and improve. Engage with your customers. Get the feedback. Have your website have feedback where they can interact with you and you can interact with them on a regular basis, so that way you can improve what you need to improve. And also, incentives. Give your guests or your customers something for their feedback. Incentives, give them discounts, promotions, all of the different things that you want to share, you can share. You're building your funnel. And the more people you got information and contacts to, you're building your funnel. You have a list of customers now who have bought from you and who are also giving you feedback in reference to that. That has given a proven information right there that something is working. So you want to keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to building your business or and your brand. Never forget, it's the people. We own the PHP business, people helping people. You help enough people get what they want, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you automatically get what you want. So that's a beautiful thing. So with that being said, those are the 7 steps on how to build a successful, launch a successful business today. We want to continue on with that. And, guys, I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear from you. So get in touch with us. Again, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And also, you can always tune into the show. You can always call in at 909-202-8717. Again, that's 909-202-8717. Every Friday, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is just a 30-minute show. Every 30 minutes, every Friday we do a 30-minute show. We want to give you guys a cool tools and tips on building your brand growth, building your business, and making sure that you have fun doing it. And enjoy life, not be a bum humbug about it, but just build. Yeah, it gets tiresome. Yes, it can be challenging sometimes, but the benefits thereof outweighs that. Do you want to continue to work a regular job, 9 to 5, and not get the what you're worth? Do you want to continue to be on that treadmill of no never-ending story? It's up to you. Or do you want to have success like never before as an entrepreneur, building a brand, assisting the customers, and being better than the competition and also being better than what you used to do in your jobs that you used to have? And you already know the politics behind all of that. Well, you wouldn't fire yourself, number one, and you wouldn't put yourself through scrutiny like that either, and you wouldn't be prejudiced against yourself as that goes. So be better. Rise above the storm. Rise above the dark clouds. Continue to soar like an eagle, and be free, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about free. This is Freedom Friday. My name is Ed Peterson, your radio host here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm super excited for all that we've been able to do and share these past 5 years as we continue on our growth series for 2017. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be signing out. It's a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother as well. And continue building your business, continue building your growth, your plan, and build yourself. The more you build you, the stronger you are, the better you are. And guess what? Nobody can take anything from you. With that, I want to thank you all for tuning for this edition of GT Professional Radio. Again, my name is Ed Peterson. I'm signing off. Until then, next week, talk to you later. Peace.